Last winter, passions were high over the Kremlin's ban on American families adopting Russian children. Demonstrators like these in Moscow said they were ashamed that their government was hurting orphans to score a political point. President Putin was angry at the United States over American human rights legislation.
You know, there are plenty of places around the globe with much higher standards of living than we have in Russia. So what? Shall we send our kids there, or shall we move there ourselves?
Summer has come to Moscow, and the adoption ban is still in place. But passions have cooled. In mid-July, 15 American families traveled to Russia along with their adopted children to connect with their birthplace. The Americans blended in with the tourists and wedding parties on Red Square. Lauren Thompson came with her adopted son, Andre.
I'm assuming, you know, people recognize that we're American and not Russian, but I haven't felt anything uncomfortable at all.
She said the trip made sense.
We've been thinking about this for a number of years. Andre's always been really interested in his Russian heritage.
The American parents recall Russian child welfare officials had asked them to teach their children about their Russian origins. But four Russian children adopted by Americans were denied Russian visas.
We don't understand why, and we couldn't appeal that decision in any way. It seemed to be random.
Sarah Goth ran the tour for the Ties program, an American company. She said people in Russia have been welcoming.
We have confirmed visits to all of the orphanages, hospital, or baby homes that families have requested to visit.
Some families met with birth mothers. Allie said she did not push for that.
I've been curious about my birth mom. I mean, any kid would. But I don't really think about her that much.
For John, Allie's adoptive father, the trip back to Russia was about answering questions.
We were like, especially for her to be able to see, be able to ask questions, and satisfy any curiosity, and get closure on any issues that she may have now and going forward.
While the trips have been intensely personal, the Kremlin ban loomed overhead. Catherine is Allie's adoptive mother.
To think that anyone would stand in the way of a child having a family is incomprehensible.
Stung by domestic and international criticism, the Kremlin has launched a program to encourage Russian parents to adopt Russian orphans. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.